Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rejection is a redirection. You just need that one yes. You can handle all the no's. You've dealt with so many. That one yes, though, is what matters. That one powerful yes. It's that one car. It's that one job. It's that one friend. It's that one decision that can change it all. We get discouraged because all of the no's. But it's just that one yes that matters. Are you taking the right steps to have that one yes soon? At what point, though, do you draw the line for your own boundaries, your own well-being? No one else has to live with your results. You do. What do you decide? What are you going to do? What would you like to happen? Such simple questions that lead to a powerful result. Simple enjoyment of life. Not trying to be the best. Not trying to have it all. Just trying to enjoy the time that I have left. A lot of people live as if they are going to live forever. Life is temporary, and death is what's forever. A mental, chaotic catastrophe. Life just constantly seems to pummel you and hit you where it hurts. It's up to you to react the best that you can. To make the best decisions that you can. Subconsciously, a lot of people don't feel deserving. They made too many mistakes. Time has passed. The dishes piled up. The only option that you have in life is to literally get better. There is no plan B. It's only plan A. Get better. And sometimes people don't believe that a simple phone call can change it all. That a simple email can change it all. Anything can change it all as long as we continue to be relentless in this life. I've learned after time and time again that the best person to trust is yourself. And if you can't trust yourself, trust God. Trust the universe. Trust your higher power. Trust that there's something greater that needs your attention. And it will give you back what you give. And when we do get distracted, when we do get swayed away, we just have to get back on track. Stand up again. Keep moving again. Reflect on positive thoughts again. Get yourself back into a groove that you can be consistent with. Life is difficult. It's completely unfair. We just have to do what we can with what we have. The foundation of anything needs to be structured, needs to be cared for, needs to be tended to. If the building is tall, but the foundation is weak, neglected, the final result is going to be unreliable, unsafe. We can't expect anything to go right in our lives if we don't have the foundation set. The first step. The first decision. What are you really working with? Growing up with my grandparents was something that I thought was a blessing, and maybe it is in a different way. At the time, I thought they were the best. I thought that they cared. And much later on in life, I realized that there was something wrong. People are either wishing you well, or they are putting you in a well. Everyone's saying that life is so complex and complicated. At the same time, though, it can be simple. Have your basic needs met and figure out who you are. Enjoy your life. Do you have to have everything, or do you just need what's right? Try to remember where the problems all originally started from.